The winner that keeps giving. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We had approximately between 8 and 10 inches, depending on where you were and what you measured.
That's what we're here for. That's our job. And we take it as we come and just roll with the punches and keep it going.
Livestock farmers are beginning to wonder, just like the rest of us, when will the snow and ice get out of here? Weekly County's Jay Yergin has been working hard to tend to his cattle herd.
After the last 2 weeks, I thought maybe we were done with this, and we were really dreading what they were giving with the weather forecast, watching it, and thought maybe it wasn't going to get here, but it looks like we got a pretty good lick this time of snow, but luckily it wasn't as much ice as last time.
Yergin says this has definitely been a challenging winter, unusual to get this much snow, and it's especially tough on those newborns, but they're taking the extra steps needed to ensure they are cared for.
It's been pretty tough this year. We're right in the middle of calving. We started having calves, some spring calves, about 3 weeks ago. We had to really stay on top of things and be there whenever we did have some calves. This snow's been really tough on them. It's pretty well covered up everything to eat except for what we can put out for them in the form of hay or grain.
In Clay County, Brian McLaren says no matter what the weather conditions are, that's why he's farming. He chose the occupation and will do what it takes to take care of his animals.
We check on our cows every day, and temperatures like this, we check on them 2 or 3 times a day to make sure they've got everything they need. We try to keep our cows as happy as we can. We take the good with the bad, and my brother-in-law mentioned something the other day when I was out working and it was cold, and I said, well, those days in April when you're sitting in the office wishing you were outside, I'm outside getting to enjoy it. So we just kind of take it all as it comes.
Tennessee farmers taking care of their livestock. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.